Nolte, the DNC Beyoncé hoax tells us Kamala's campaign is desperate. By John Nolte on August 23, 2024. If the Kamala Harris campaign will lie about a Beyoncé appearance, what won't they lie about? Someone told TMZ that Beyoncé would be a surprise guest at Thursday night's Democrat National Convention just prior to Kamala Harris' big speech. The one where she accepted a nomination where she didn't turn a single vote. Only a fool would believe a coordinated Beyoncé lie was birthed anywhere but by a mercenary Kamala Harris campaign. The same one that booted Joe Biden out of the nomination and has been hiding from the media for some 30 days. To paraphrase Donald Sutherland's character in JFK, 1991, why? Why was the Beyoncé lie told? Who benefited? Who has the power to cover it up? Who? The answers are obvious. Why was the Beyoncé lie told? To juice the lackluster convention viewership numbers. Who benefits? Only the Democrats and Kamala Harris benefited from the legions of people who would not watch otherwise and were then suckered into tuning in to watch something they normally wouldn't. The Democrat Party's propaganda and Kamala's speech. Who has the power to cover it up? Only the Democrat Party. Democrats know the corporate media will do anything to cover up their sins. A Republican could never get away with this. It's not just me. Here is a story that dropped last night as the hoax unfurled. Headline: Did White House political director just drop major hint about Beyoncé DNC appearance? Speculation over whether Beyoncé would make a surprise appearance at the DNC in Chicago has been going on for days. But the possibility a White House's political director gave a hint to a performance ended up not coming to pass. Emmy Ruiz posted a very interesting emoji on her social media page Thursday afternoon. And then Ruiz, as you can see above, blames her 6-year-old kid. Way to mom, mom. Here's a terrific Twitter thread that lays out how Democrats and their activists/media allies dupe the public. A hoax like this is the act of a desperate campaign that is currently treading water in the polls. That is way behind where Hillary Clinton was polling against Donald Trump in 2016 and even further behind where Joe Biden was polling against Trump in 2020. Trump beat Hillary in 2016. We are told Biden only beat Trump in 2020 by about 44,000 votes in 3 states. Kamala should be worried. What's more, as this empty, policy-free, visionless convention wore on, the smart money in the betting markets moved 7 points towards Trump to place him back in the lead. Polling generally follows the betting markets. Regardless, we are now entering the gut check part of the 2024 presidential campaign. No more big announcements. No more free four-night convention commercials. The next 70 days will be about campaigning and debates. Backed by billions and billions of dollars in free corporate media propaganda. Kamala Harris has just enjoyed 30 of the greatest days in the history of presidential campaigns, and the race is still statistically tied. Everything changes after Labor Day. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.